from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God is good, isn't he?
My daughter's not here, so Brother Corey is going to take care of that for us.
My dad years ago was singing this song, so it just dropped on me, and I said, I'm going to just share with the Johnson Temple family. Amen.
Amen.
I cannot make a world and hold it in my hand. I cannot make the lightning and flash it across the land. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. But I have a Father, I have a Father who can, and he sits high and he looks low. Go when I don't understand. I have a Father who can. I have a Father who can. Oh, I cannot make a cloud and ascend it in the sky. I cannot love humanity so much that I would die. I cannot name the scars above or count the grains of sand. But I have a Father, I have a Father who can. No, he sits high and he looks down low. He guides my feet wherever I may go. And when I don't understand, I have a Father who can.
Read. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that wrought the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth, for his mercy endureth forever. While you're standing, I need you, amen, praise the Lord, to stand with me as I read from Psalms 126, amen, Psalm 126, verses 3 through 6, Psalm 126, verses 3 through 6. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, to the streams in the south, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. From the theme. Amen. Sowing and reaping brings about joy. I got one amen. I'll say that again. Sowing and reaping brings about joy. I can say amen because I know what sowing and reaping has done for me. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Amen. Bring back. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we think about the captivity that the children of Israel went through during the time of Babylon, amen, those years that they spent down there in captivity, amen. And we are going through something similar to that right now, amen, amen. So we must hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Sowing and reaping. Most of us, amen, were brought up on a farm, even though you didn't have no farm. Country folks. Amen. And the Bible tells us a lot about sowing seed and reaping the harvest. The great man Solomon in Ecclesiastes, amen, chapter 3, 2b said, there's a time to plant, a time to pluck up, amen, time together, amen, which was planted. Farmers know a lot about seeds, amen, seasons, what type of fertilizer to use, how much to use, amen, praise the Lord. They know how to do that. They know about, amen, the moon and what moon and the time, amen, of the year to plant, amen. And farmers know the depth the seed should be planted. And one thing for sure, he knows that if he does not, amen, put anything in the ground, nothing is gonna come up. Amen. I used to enjoy being in the field with my grandfather. Amen. And after he split the row, little Taylor, amen, we had to drop the seeds a certain distance from each other. Amen. If it was corn, amen, it would probably be 3 or 4 seeds, amen, or grains of corn. And you might want to ask me why. Well, I'll tell you why, amen. If you just drop one seed there, chances are the birds go get it. If you drop more than one seed there, amen, even if the bird get a seed, you got another seed that could come up out of the ground. Amen. also, amen, if you put more than two or three seeds there, you may end up, amen, with two or three green leaves coming up. Amen, praise the Lord. And you would have to prune it or pull the extra seed or the extra plant out of the ground because they would choke the other plant. Amen. So you would have to take that out of the ground. Amen. So I learned a lot by spending time in the field with my grandpa. Well, in the church world, we know we also have to plant seed. I got two amens. We often talk about seed faith. Amen. I don't preach a lot about seed faith because, amen, when I listen to those people on television and radio, amen, it sounds too much like they're begging for my money. Amen. And some of those preachers, that's all they preach about, amen, is wealth. If you sow $100 seed, if you sow $50 seed, amen, in 7 days, amen, praise the Lord, the mailman gonna bring you a check. Amen, praise the Lord. And some of y'all might have been bit by that bug, but I promise you, Pastor Johnson has not been bitten by that kind of bug. Amen. Amen. We must learn, amen, how to listen, but you don't have to buy into everything you hear on the television or on the radio. Y'all gonna pray with me? I ain't gonna be here long. Amen, praise the Lord. I thank God that I learned how to give at an early age. Amen. We were taught to give. My dad would always make sure that we had a nickel or a dime, amen, to put in Sunday school. Amen. And we may have a quarter to put in church. Amen. The thing, amen, praise the Lord, I could say about my wife, amen, she and our children love to give. They know how to give. They enjoy giving. Amen. Let me help you. Amen. You don't, amen, have to worry about reaping. If you give, you're going to reap. Amen. If you sow, you will reap. Amen. Because it is right to sow. The blessings of God, amen, will come upon you because you have been obedient to him. Of course, the Bible lets us know, amen, amen, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. Amen. But if you learn how to sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Amen. We have to make sure that we do the will of God. You're not going to be blessed if you are not in the will of God. Are you listening? Amen. If you are a sower, amen, you will be a reaper. But if you only concentrate on being a reaper, amen, without being a sower, you will be a loser. Somebody missed that. Amen. God has a job for all of us to do. And when I look out here, I think everybody in this house is saved. Is that right? Everybody, amen, in this house has been touched by the hand of God. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. And now I know that most of you think, amen, I only have been talking about money. I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about money because I know that if you know how to give, you're going to be blessed. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Do the will of God. do his work, do his biddings, amen, and he will bless you. If you know the story of Hezekiah, you find in 2 Chronicles chapter 31, amen, the Bible tells Hezekiah, amen, praise the Lord, what he was supposed to do, amen, and if he did that, God would bless him. And when he became king of Judah, amen, Judah was in shambles, amen, but Hezekiah rolled up his sleeves, went to work, amen, pulled down all the idols, gods, amen. Ahaz had taken the utensils out of the temple, amen, so he had to replace them, amen. We thank God for a leader like Hezekiah, amen. He got rid of all of that stuff, amen, that pointed toward evil, that pointed toward Satan, and did not point toward the true and the living God, amen. It took the priests 16 days, amen, to clean up the temple. He reestablished the Passover. Then, amen, they had a celebration. Hezekiah took his own money out of his pocket, amen, and gave for burnt offerings. Amen, praise the Lord. You must learn, amen, how to give. And sometimes, amen, it may look like, well, I'm giving my last dollar. Well, if it's your last dollar and you're giving it, amen, to be a blessing, I promise you, the blessing will come to you. Can I get a witness? Amen. I want the church to know that God is great. God, amen, sees everything that we do. He hears everything that we say. Amen, praise the Lord. There is nothing hidden from God. Amen. God is a great God. Amen. And we thank God for a man like Hezekiah, because if you go back to the Chronicles, you'll see, amen, this king come in, he tore up everything God had fixed. Amen. Then later on, we get a new king. Amen. That king had to go back and fix everything that the other king had destroyed. Amen. Malachi 3:10 says, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat, food, amen, in the storehouse, amen, praise the Lord, so that the people can eat, amen, praise the Lord. I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There will not be room enough for you in your storehouse, amen, I promise you, amen, if you know how to sow, amen, you will reap, amen. If you are obedient to God, you will reap, amen, praise the Lord. Just do what God tells you to do, amen, praise the Lord. In all of thy getting, I'm almost through, get an understanding, amen. Know that God is God. Know that God, amen, is in control. Know that God will bless you for your givings. Amen, praise the Lord. So learn how to sow. Amen. What do you mean, Pastor? I'm going to tell you. Some folks sow, but they sow with attitude. Huh? God don't want you to give him something with an attitude. Huh? That's all y'all do is beg, amen. I'm going to give you this dollar, but I promise you I ain't going to do this no more because y'all don't do nothing but beg. Chances are, amen, you're not going to be blessed for giving that dollar. Hello, somebody. Amen. But you have to learn how to give it with a smile on your face. Amen. Give it cheerfully, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. And thank God for it. It may be your last dollar. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you can strut on past that table knowing that God is going to bless you, knowing that he's going to open a door for you, knowing that he's going to make a way out of no way. Amen. Knowing that he is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I am a witness that God knows how to bless his people. I think I got some more witnesses out there. God, amen, praise the Lord, has opened so many doors and made a way for us. Amen. And whereof I am glad. Amen. No matter, amen, how hard you try to get around not doing the will of God, amen, praise the Lord, God see what you do anyway. Huh? How in the world are you going to tell, amen, everybody that you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and you're so stingy? Huh? Amen. Your pocketbook got a hole in it. Amen. And you're wondering why you stay broke all the time. Don't let the devil trick you. Amen. Give. Freely give. Freely give and you will freely receive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God put us here on earth for a purpose. And when I look out here, amen, and I see, amen, the people here today, I know that they give, Elder Taylor. I know that they don't mind giving, Elder Taylor. I know that God blesses them for giving, Elder Taylor. Amen. Praise the Lord, because, amen, as you give, amen, those blessings come back to you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It may be, amen, praise the Lord, a small amount, but God knows your heart. Amen, praise the Lord. He knows, amen, just how much you could give. Amen, praise the Lord. But because you're giving from the heart, amen, praise the Lord, God said, don't worry about it, amen. I'm going to more than match what you just gave. Amen, praise the Lord. And God will open the door for you. Can I get a witness? God will open doors for you. God will bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will, amen, praise the Lord, make a way when it look like there is no way. God will, amen, praise the Lord, put money in your pocket and you don't know where it came from. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just be honest with God and he will open doors. He will make a way for you. He will, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Learn how to do what is right. Galatians 6 and 7. I'm almost through. State that, be not deceived. God is not more. Amen. Amen. Whatever, amen, you give, amen, whatever you do, amen, whatever you sow, amen. Some of y'all sow the wrong thing. Amen. If you spend all of your time lying on folks, amen, how many of you know, amen, somebody gonna be lying on you? Amen. If you sow love, love will come back to you. Amen. If you sow courage, amen, somebody will come along and encourage you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you do the will of God, you ain't got to worry about being encouraged. God is an encourager. I ought to have some witnesses over here. God will encourage you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it looks like the task is too big for you. Lord, I don't know if I can do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just shut your mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just say, yes, Lord. And the Lord will bless you. He will open up the doors. He will bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will do, amen, things that you didn't think that you would ever be able to do. That's the God that we serve. Sow, and it shall come back to you. You will reap the benefits. You will be blessed for being a blessing. If you do that, God, amen, praise the Lord, will bless you. Not only, here's something else God will do, amen. When he gives it back to you, he reminds you that one day you were broke. Amen. I guess none of y'all ever been broke. Amen. But he opened the door and he made a way for you. Amen. And you were just wondering, how in the world am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay this bill? Amen. I don't want to be put outdoors. Amen. I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to lose, amen, my car. How am I going to pay these bills? But then you turn to the Lord. Glory! Hallelujah. And he opened that door. And some way, somehow, the note on the car was paid. Amen. The house note was paid. My God. The light bill was paid. You didn't have to sit in the dark. Amen. It was paid. Amen. What a wonder about God. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for opening the doors, Lord. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For being my guide. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. When it looked like I didn't have a dime in the world, it looked like I couldn't go forward. You made a way, Lord, out of no way. You blessed me, Lord, when it looked like I couldn't go no further. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now look, watch this, in my clothing. Amen, praise the Lord. He don't just bless you in money. Amen, praise the Lord. You were in the sick hospital and you were sick and afflicted in your body. Lord, how am I going to get out of here? And how can I pay this doctor bill? It's in the hundreds of dollars. But God said, I will make a way for you. I'll pay the bill for you. I'll take care of you. And not only that, I'm going to heal your body. Lord, I got a witness here. I said, God said, I'm going to heal your body. I'm going to make a way for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and I thank God for you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for Sister, amen, Sister Thomas. Thank God for my wife. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We don't talk about it too much, but Mother Judy been through a lot, y'all. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it looked like she wasn't going to be able to get out of that bed. Hallelujah. But the Lord healed her. Amen. Praise the Lord. From heart trouble. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. And we praise God for all that he has done. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. You're in the hands of Elder Taylor.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Jonah Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
Trouble surrounds.